Why are we singing that?
Because I think it's going to rain. Do you see the clouds starting to come in? Yeah, yeah, apparently on Thursday it's going to be, we need an arc.
It is supposed to be bad.
We're going to float away. I guess it's really short-lived, though. It's not going to last very long. It's
excellent.
Yeah, be over in the morning. Maybe even by the time you're traveling here, it'll be history.
No kidding.
Yeah, isn't that weird? So it's just going to flood, and then it's going to jet, you know, just
great.
Love them and leave them.
It'll hit us and then just move on.
Yeah, exactly.
I came very close to running into our boss today.
Oh, yeah. He's here once a month, I believe, at this point. Which is, you know, rock and roll, man. You're not supposed to be here very much.
In the parking garage, I was driving up kind of quickly because I was, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Almost late.
First time.
And was kind of going up the ramp and turning right. Mm-hmm. And somebody was coming that way a little fast. And I was like, dude, what do you do? Oh, hi, Keith.
Oh, I know that, dude. I almost ran into the boss, man.
I mean, honestly, I think it would have been 60-40 my fault, but still 40%
his
fault.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. It's always good not to smash into the boss.
Yes. I mean, that's generally, if you have the choice, that's the one you should choose.
Exactly.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Yep.
Give me five.
This is kind of weird. So the cover versions are more well-known or overplayed, say, than the original version. So
more popular.
So what we're going to do is play the original versions. You know these covers for sure.
Oh, gotcha.
But it's originals, you know, like just to throw something out, there's that Bow Wow Wow, I Want Candy song.
Bow Wow Wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay, Bow Wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
But the Strange Loves version we would play of I Want Candy today. So the old
original.
We're going
to need to figure out a better way to say it.
I know. That's a rough one.
We'll work on it.
I don't know. You figure it out, people. You know what I'm saying.
Black Crowes tickets?
Yep.
Puddle of Mud tickets?
Yep. That is this Friday. You're going to be down there.
That is correct.
So come on, join Marcy and Kevin at Puddle of Mud. And you can actually go to 95.5KLOS.com right now and get on the standby list in case we got some extra room to get you in.
We're going to talk about Super Viagra.
Excuse me?
One American dollar.
Yeah.
People are dumb.
In fact.
And if you're a waiter or waitress or have been in the past, are there ways to make better tips?
Ways to make better tips?
Yes.
You mean other than just giving 20% or more?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, can you sort of goose the amount of tips that you get with things that you do as a waiter or waitress?
Oh, so little things that you learned over the years are more likely to get you a good tip.
Yes.
I like that.
Yes.
That's helpful.
There's a good story to kick it off, too, of a girl who wore a It's My Birthday sash.
Ah, that's clever.
And I thought, you could wear that a lot.
Right.
Unless it's just all regulars that come in there. You could probably do that once a month.
They'd be like, look, it's still your birthday.
Right. I was kidding last time. So we'll talk about that coming up as well on 95.5 KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is that right? I'll be damned.
An Australian man has escaped jail for visiting a fast food drive-thru with a visible erection.
Oh, yeah.
After claiming he was suffering the effects of, quote, Super Viagra.
I'm sorry. I had some Super Viagra.
This guy's name is David Richardson.
And so he was like, would they see it through the sunroof? Is that the deal? Because if it's Super Viagra, I'm thinking.
He had taken a substance known as Pit Bull Super.
Pit Bull Super?
Mm-hmm. The substance, which contains multiple erectile dysfunction medications, promised on the packet to, quote, give a man erection that lasts for days.
Days. That's what you need. You know, that's really healthy. It's fine. It's good. No one's died from that sort of thing yet. Nobody's been in embarrassing death.
Why would you want that? You know what they say on TV? They say if the erection lasts more than 4 hours, call your doctor.
And I mean, you know, as a teen, I had that. I don't want to go back to those days. It was annoying.
This guy's 51.
Why do you want to go back to that, dude? You're not going to. Who? You're going to spend so much money taking care of that.
I mean, listen,
getting her done.
After enjoying his time with, quote, a number of young ladies, Richardson was hungry.
He decided to go through the drive-thru.
And he remained rigid.
Started
to panic a little bit, but needed food. He explained that his genitals were too sensitive to wear shorts.
Was he explaining to the people in the drive-thru?
No. He was explaining in court.
I was like, come on. They don't want to know.
So he draped a towel over the affected area and went through the drive-thru.
I see. Should have gone to a bagel shop. They could have been like tossing bagels into the car.
Then it could have been a ring toss. Yeah. Everybody would have been happy. How are you doing for cash?
Oh, man, I'm hurting. A dollar goes so far these days.
It really does.
That a dollar will really do me well.
It will really make your life different.
Yeah.
This is the top 10 porn producing countries.
Woo! Now we're talking.
Top 10 porn producing countries.
You just go ahead and hand over that dollar right now, man.
I think you may get this because it is sort of obvious.
Is it?
Yeah. Top 10 porn producing countries.
How far back does this go? I wonder.
I don't know. I think it's a snapshot of now.
Yeah.
I don't think
if
it's forever.
Right. Well, clearly the USA. USA has got to be on the list.
USA is number one.
Yes.
With almost 25% of the porn in the world.
Well,
produced here.
It's the producer of Viagra and Prawn, and we're just so proud.
We are,
we're so proud.
By the way, so we're almost 25%. Second place is 5.9%.
Wow. Wow.
Yes.
You know, I'm going to go with Great Britain. I would imagine a fair amount comes out of there. Mm-hmm. The UK.
Second at 5.9%.
You know, I used to work at a video store. Our main way of bringing in money was the little room in the back.
Room in the back?
Yeah, with a little curtain. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend One American Dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com.
Top 10 porn producing countries.
Australia probably cranks out a fair amount of porn. Oh, it's not on the list.
Correct. I'm sorry.
That is a bummer. What about Canada? Good old Canada. I think they like to do it up yonder and film it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oops, sorry. Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say, because it seems like they wouldn't, but you know what's really going on behind closed doors in Canada.
They're number seven.
And it's on film.
So you got three, right?
Wow, now it starts getting hard. I said Australia. Yeah.
I can buzz you again if you want.
Thank you. Does that count again?
No.
Hell, I don't know. Now I don't know. Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Incorrect.
Here we go. South Africa.
Two more guesses.
Damn it.
Incorrect.
Just throwing out countries now. Oh, I know when I hear them, I'll be like, more. Of course.
You only have one more. You only need one more.
Okay, I only need one more.
Yeah, you have three right.
Give me a hint. I always give you hints.
Countries that are in the top 10.
That's not a hint,
porn.
You son of a bitch. That's just the... Some sort of hint.
I mean, when you hear it, I think
I'm sure.
You'll go, yeah, of course.
Of course, yeah. Like, maybe someone that's from that country that maybe I would know.
I'm not going to give you a hint because then I have to give you a dollar.
Yeah,
all right,
man.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Europe.
Now, somewhere in Europa.
Mm-hmm. Kind of a giveaway.
Yeah, really kind of.
Kind of give it away.
Yeah.
If you can't think of any countries in Europe.
No, I'm just trying to think of which one.
You only do have one guess, that's true.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to go with Germany.
Germany?
Yeah.
You're saying Germany.
I'm saying Germany. Yeah! I get the porn one. I don't get any of these American dollar ones. But I get the one about porn.
Here you go.
Look at this. Actually handing over the buck. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Well done.
A real one American dollar. What year is this from? This is my lucky year now.
That I don't know.
I don't know where they put the year.
All right, top 10 porn producing countries.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Number 10, Spain.
Spain.
Number 9, Italy.
Italy.
Number 8, India.
India, really?
Yep.
Huh,
number
7,
Canada.
Canada.
Number 6, Russia.
I don't think I've seen Russian porn.
If you've seen porn, you've seen Russian porn.
Yeah, I guess so.
Number 5.
So I've never seen Russian porn, because I've never seen any pornography.
Number 5 is France.
Oh, France. That's where they don't wear underpants.
Number 4 is Brazil.
Brazil.
Number 3, you got Germany.
Yeah.
Number 2, you got UK. And number 1, you got United States.
I'm so proud.
You won a dollar.
This is a proud moment for me.
For the first time in a long time.
People are dumb. You're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
We're going to run out of Darwin Awards with this damn thing we do.
I don't think so. They seem to just keep coming and coming, which I love.
All out of Florida? Is this one from
this
Florida?
This one is from Sydney, Australia.
Oh,
you know how occasionally police will set up a DUI checkpoint?
I hate those, man.
So everybody has to pull through, everybody has to stop. They ask you a few questions. Where are you coming from? Have you had any drinks?
I suppose it's a good idea, but it really bugs me when I see one. I'm like, oh, you bastards!
The police set up a random breath test north of Sydney, Australia, and the driver of a white Mazda utility was stopped and was asked for his license.
Right.
And he handed the cop his license. And when he handed the license to the officer, quote, felt an object attached to the back of it. It was a clear bag of white powder. So it was a random stop. He didn't get pulled over for doing anything wrong. He wasn't speeding. He didn't look drunk. He wasn't even drunk.
He would have just gone sailing on by if he'd gone by a different road.
Yes. When the bag was
even if there's a whole bunch of cops out there.
When the bag was brought to the driver's attention, he allegedly admitted it was a bag of cocaine.
How, you know, it's a bag of coke.
I had it because of our party on New Year's Eve. I forgot I put it in my wallet. And I haven't taken it today.
I'm going to go home and take it. I'm going to snort some up right here on my hood of my car, if you don't mind.
The driver stated that he had not used the drug since. You know what? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly. Well, great. That's really good. More for us. I totally get it. It's hard to remember all of them, but people get song titles wrong when they're asking for, you know, requests.
Same.
That one, for some reason, they always call Gimme Two Steps.
It's, is that right?
Gimme Three Steps, and I don't know why. I can't imagine why everybody goes to two instead.
That is weird.
It's very weird. That's Lynyrd Skynyrd right in the middle of a twofer from Lynyrd. A threefer, I guess I should say.
Right.
So more Lynyrd in moments.
We want to talk about waiters and waitresses and those of you that are doing it and have done it.
Salute. I don't know how you put it. I get so angry hearing stupid people giving wait staff crap.
Agreed.
It's even worse when you're with the person.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God.
Here, there are ways using proven psychology to increase the amount of your tips.
Oh, listen up, people. You need to get some more money out of these
like,
jerks.
For example, serve more smaller groups to get bigger tips. Because in big groups, a lot of times they split it up.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, somebody else will handle it.
Yeah, if you have any anything over that.
Introduce yourself right away.
Okay.
A study in Southern California said half of the waiters greet their tables with their names and the other half did not. And the tips were a difference of 23% to 15%.
For the people who said who they were?
Just introduced them by name, yeah.
That's interesting. You and I have a terrible problem of remembering any name.
Yes, we do.
I blame it on having 57 different names myself, sure. But it's pretty lame.
I blame it on you having 57 names.
Yep.
Smile more often.
Okay.
I mean, it makes sense if you're pleasant.
Sure.
Smile more often. Credit and debit customers tip more. Because if you're paying cash, you're sort of limited to what you have in your pocket.
That's very true.
But if you're writing on your credit card, you can maybe tip a little bit more than normal.
Right.
Add a personal touch. Another study showed that a light touch on the arm can increase a server's chance at getting a larger tip.
Hey, baby. Here's your grits.
This is a girl.
Touch your arm.
This is a girl on TikTok who decided to wear a banner that said it was her birthday at Hooters.
Okay.
And listen to this.
Let's see how much I make working at Hooters on my birthday. 60, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72. So I made 272 on a Sunday shift wearing my birthday sash.
Nice. A lot of extra cash just because they think it's her birthday.
I wonder if you can get away with that a lot more than once.
I would think like all the places like TGI Fridays and those kind of places, they would probably let you do that.
No, I don't think it's a matter of your management. I think it's a matter of the people that come
in. Oh, hey, it's been your birthday for 3 years.
Right. Every time I come in here,
it's
your birthday.
I would love that. If I saw some waitress and the next time
you
I came in.
You would tip her more.
Absolutely. 100%.
This is a weird one. Wearing something in your hair means more tips.
Really?
Both guys and girls.
Really?
Find people that have like flowers or clips or something in their hair more attractive.
A little tiny ironic top hat?
I don't know that that's one of them.
That's what I would do.
Here's a couple that have been used on me. A thank you note on the bill or a happy face with their signature.
I do always like that.
That sort of makes you feel a little better about it for some reason.
Yeah. Although, I mean, if the service was terrible, I always tip. I think there's been twice I didn't. I don't know that I would increase the tip myself because I always give a lot as it is. Oh, because I'm so wonderful. But I might be more likely to with a little smiley face.
I've had this used on me. And then we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. How do you get more tips in that job as a waiter or waitress when you know some people aren't going to tip at all?
Yeah. Pass this knowledge on to your fellow waitress.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Repeat orders back to your customer.
Oh, that's a great idea. I do love it when they do that.
That does happen. And then you go, oh, yeah, they know what they're doing. Yes. They're really paying attention.
Yes. And then you relax and know you're not going to get a slab of pork instead of the veggie sandwich.
And here's one that I don't trust, mm-hmm. that I have had used on me, but I don't trust it anymore. Compliment your customer's order choice.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Oh, that's a great order.
That's my favorite on the menu. And then you hear them across the room. That's my favorite on the menu.
No, I assume that that's the case. I don't know that I ever hear them, but you know, I assume that's you and I say that to everybody.
We don't trust anybody. You and I believe everybody's full of crap.
So. We did a thing at the other station where we had people call in who used accents.
Right.
And they got higher tips.
Really?
So if you're going to an Italian food restaurant, mm-hmm. you have an Italian accent.
Mm, okay.
And somehow people find that more, I don't know.
Yeah. Just endearing.
I guess.
Like, oh, here you are in these United States. You came over here.
Oh, you want the most bread then? Maybe I'm not the one to be doing it.
No, that was really good. That was like good. I was back in Italy. That was amazing.
But when people talk with an Italian accent or a British accent, now that I've talked to waiters and waitresses who do that, I think British was the highest
accent. It's pretty easy for us to do as Americans.
And people respond.
I can see that.
To British accents.
Ooh, we've got a British accent, do we? Right. Got a little extra tip.
So 818-955-KLOS. What is it that you've learned will increase your tips?
Yes.
What are the things that you can do to make a difference? 818-955-KLOS. Talking about how to get more tips as a server using proven psychology.
I mean, you should just be able to do a good job and have some extra cash thrown your way for the work you've done. But
turns out that's not the case.
Yeah, you know, you got to come up with some little extra things to do, I guess.
And you have one of those?
Hey, this is Voice Dude from the OC, longtime caller, first time listener.
Thank you. You were a waiter or waitress?
No, but as a DJ, mobile DJ, I learned that if you get paid in advance, a lot of times you don't get tips.
Is that right?
Oh, really? That's interesting.
So I would like to, other than the deposit, I'd like to just wait till the end of the gig. For one thing, you might get overtime. And second, if you're confident in your work, they'll tip you then, whereas if they paid in advance.
Yeah, because they don't know that you're going to be good yet.
And they don't have to come back and give more money. They're like, oh, well, it was good. It was great, but it's over. I just want to go home. Yeah.
That's smart.
Very interesting.
Right. Or they use it as an excuse to bail or something.
Right.
Very smart.
Very interesting. Thank you, man. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you. You were a waiter?
Oh, no, I guess I misunderstood the question. They got a big set of cans and a foot of cleavage and empty my wallet.
Makes sense.
Keep that in mind. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, I was just responding about what I did to get better tips.
Yes, please.
So, when I was in Kansas going through nursing school, I knew the owner of the restaurant, and he gave me a job. But wearing short skirts, but I was such a terrible waitress that my skirts just got higher and higher because... I sucked. I was a great nerd, but I was a terrible waitress.
So you just went straight for the sex appeal.
I it got higher and higher. I literally would look out and go, who ordered what?
I don't care. She didn't get the wrong order. Little legs.
Exactly. I was hot.
That is awesome.
Thank you for calling and admitting that. So sex appeal, that's what we're sticking
with
so far.
That's what we're starting to lean towards. All right. Like, yeah.
I got you. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
It's the magic of cleavage.
It can pay off. So if you have some sort of way of getting a little extra cash as a tip out of your customers.
We were looking for psychological hacks, but we can take...
and a short skirt.
818-955-KLOS. Talking about how to increase your tips if you're a waiter or waitress. We have had, it's my birthday sash.
I love that idea. You go in every single time and she's always wearing, it's my birthday. I should get a tip for that, right?
I love that as well.
Awesome.
I wore short skirts.
I tried wearing short skirts and...
She said I was a terrible waitress, but I wore short skirts and it worked out. So we're talking about how to make better tips. You have a tip?
The year I graduated high school, 1989, I got a job working at the Hollywood Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I was working in the main parking lot at the entrance. And you know how, I guess you guys have been there, they lock the cars in and you can't leave until the end of the car.
Yes,
so frustrating.
It's stacked parking. Yeah. It's the worst.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. But because we were employees, we knew there was a handful of precious spots that we could put... somebody in where either they could leave where they wanted or at least get out earlier than the end of the show. And back then, you know, in 1989 dollars, I was making at least $70 a night on these tips.
No kidding.
Wow.
How do you identify people like that? Do they just say, is there anywhere I can park?
Well, you know what? He was what the most common thing. They would say they were a doctor, I'm on call. And one time there was a guy, he waved his beeper. He said, I'm a doctor, I'm on call. I didn't be able to leave. And you know what? All those spots were gone. And I told him, you know what? The best I can do is put you one tier up so you could be, it'll be easier for you to leave at the end of the night. He said, I'll take it. He put $20 in my hand and he, excuse me.
That's awesome. Very cool.
$70.
I think this is, thank you, man. That is awesome. And I love it. And thank you for calling. Kind of what we're looking for. Like if you can provide something extra that your fellow coworkers can't, that's probably something to get you a little extra cash.
Correct.
That's awesome.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and Struggle, hello.
Hi there. You're a waiter?
No, actually, I was dating a girl that worked at, I don't know if I can say the restaurant, Clerman's Village. She was waiting on this group of guys that came in to celebrate something or other, and this one guy was kept flirting with her, and he came up and said, what would it take for me to be able to get into those pants? And she said, well, sorry, but I already have one ass down there already. And the whole rest of the table tipped her heavy because of what she had to go through.
I like it. That's everybody else funny. Felt bad for her.
Yeah, they did.
That's anyway, funny. Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Well, I do. There was a lot of guys that would do the, parties, large parties, the tip is included.
Right.
So they would try to hide it in a little leaf thing so they wouldn't see it, and then they get an extra tip.
Oh, so they get double tipped. Gotcha.
They called it the double toke.
Yep. That makes sense.
So one night, this guy gets Black Sabbath, right, in a private room, like 10 people. Ozzy wasn't there, but Tony Iommi and Geezer Butler was. And they tried to do that to them, but Tony Iommi caught him. He goes, yeah, I know what you're doing. I just love that.
I don't think I want to be caught by Tony. I don't think.
No, I don't either.
I usually try not to do that, but he did it all the time.
Right on.
Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
How to make better tips. Hello, KLOS.
Hi there. Yeah, I'm just responding as a waitress.
Yes. How do you get better tips?
It's always worked for me to ask them if they'd like extra sauce.
Oh, really?
Is that right? For whatever they have?
Anything. Anything. People love extra sauce, and they just praise you if you offer it. Because I think that when we sit there at the table, and we are trying to call our waiter over for, like, an extra ranch or something, it's very frustrating. So
right.
Just offer it ahead of time.
That makes sense.
They really appreciate it.
I do always love it when they ask, because I'm always like, yeah, just bring a barrel of salt.
just get it done.
And extra sauce is code, right?
Thanks. That's perfect.
KLOS, hello.
Can we do this in reverse about the tip?
All right.
I frequent about 3 restaurants, my wife and I. And we always tip about 20%.
Right.
And we found out that if we use the same waitresses where we go, then not only if we tip our 20%, we get the extras. Extra appetizers, extra...
Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
Little side stuff.
Yes.
And I found out that it really pays off, especially if you go in there and you ask for your waitress by name.
Yeah, they know you're gonna hook them up.
Interesting.
So they're happy
they know they're going to get hooked up, and they take well good care of us.
Brilliant, brilliant. Perfect.
And I just wanted to do it in opposite.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah,
man.
That's very cool. Thank you very much. KLOS, hello.
So you're a hot chick, you're a waitress or bartender or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
And you're getting the guys to buy you shots, right? You get the guys drunk, they buy you the shot, you pour water in yours instead of alcohol, and you keep doing the shots with the guy. They're stoked that some hot girl's doing shots with them. At the end of the night, you tell them, by the way, I didn't charge you for any of those shots you got for me. You get the big tip, and it's a no-brainer.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Plus, you're not wasted.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I like it.
Has someone done that to you?
I caught the chick doing it. I switched the shots while she wasn't looking, and then I saw her face, and I busted her.
That's hilarious. That's pretty smart,
funny.
Though. Thank
yeah,
you.
It is. It's brilliant. Thank you.
Give me 5 songs in a row with Kevin and Sluggo.
You know, we we do a theme on this little thing every day, and right. sometimes it's a little hard to sort of put into short words. Because
I think I figured out a way to
say it. Talk to us.
All right. The song is famous by someone else.
Okay, perfect.
That covered it.
Right.
But we want the original.
We're going for the original version of a song you probably know better by someone else.
Correct.
Nice. I think it's kind of a good one to start off with the Quiet Riot song we all know so well from Slade that sort of vanished into thin air over the years. But what do you got? Give us a call.
818-955-KLOS.
These are awesome. I mean, I already got a ton of suggestions here, mostly on social media. One of my favorites so far that's come in is Tainted Love, the original Gloria Jones version that Soft Cell made so famous.
Which I didn't know existed.
I was like early 90s before I knew that was a cover. I always thought Soft Cell was, I didn't even know. And that was Reptar came up with that one. Great suggestion. Don't have it in here. Just gotta strongly suggest you find it, though. Gloria Jones, Tainted Love. But we've certainly played the Van Halen version of this one quite a few times. And Frank Ojeda came up with Roy Orbison's original Oh Pretty Woman. It's all the originals instead of the covers on Gimme 5 today on KLOS. We have played the Chili Peppers version from Mother's Milk. It's still my favorite Chili Peppers album. So many times, but rarely.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't played that song on the air, Stevie Wonder, very often.
So that's what we're looking for is originals that you know better by the cover. KLOS, hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Logo?
Hey!
Hi, you guys. How are you? How are you?
We're good. Thank you. We're doing Gimme 5.
Okay, I have one for you. Has somebody done Smoking in the Boys Room by Brownville Station?
Oh, good one. Nice one.
They have not.
I know. Is that a good one?
Yeah, it is a good one. Yes, thank you. We're looking for it.
Yeah, and if it's in here, we'll definitely do it. Hey, there it is!
That's Blended Emotions on Twitter asking for Hard to Handle by Otis Redding.
The original David Bowie version of the song that Nirvana blew up, the man who sold the world. And of course, you know, famously at the end of that song, Kurt says, "That's a David Bowie song." And it's an there was about 79 or so, 1979, David performed that on Saturday Night Live with Klaus Naomi.
Is that right?
Yeah, punk rock star who could sing opera. Dude would hit these incredible, bizarre notes, Klaus Naomi. It was amazing. And that performance on Saturday Night Live, I've always believed Kurt probably saw as a pretty young kid and right. was blown away by it because it's just, it's really funky. They take it down a lot. It disappears. But if you can find David Bowie, Saturday Night Live, Man Who Sold the World, watch that video with Klaus Naomi and imagine Kurt probably Cobain, very young, watching that going, what the hell is going on? Because it's really bizarre and it's amazing. Because it's two for Tuesday, another one from Alice enjoying the day in chains in moments, but right this second,
people are dumb. A dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
From the hotbed of Memphis, Tennessee, a man allegedly shot himself in the neck while trying to steal a car from a dealership on Friday.
Oh, shot himself in the neck? Right. Wow.
How do you do that?
Wow.
Joshua Garvins is his name, 26 years old. He was at Champion Auto Sales in Memphis, and the person said, hey, do you want to go for a drive?
Right. Test drive.
Yeah, for a test drive. Uh-huh. And the employee said that Garvins was acting really peculiar.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah, hold on, let me get this gun out. I'd love to go for a test drive.
As the employee got out of the car, Garvins demanded, give me those keys.
Hey, just hand over the keys, man. Just hand them over.
The employee refused to do that, and he allegedly threatened to kill him.
I'll kill you!
Pulled out a gun.
Ta-da!
They both started batting it around.
Oh, I just give the dude the keys, man.
It hit the ground.
The gun?
Yes.
Pow!
Shot the man in the neck who was trying to steal the car.
You dork.
He has a doofus. He has a mugshot
with
a bandage on his neck.
That's beautiful.
Time for our weekend next door app update.
Ah, these are the best. Your neighbors are insane. You've always known it, but now you have proof.
How did you lose your teeth? Is the headline for this one. Were you being chased by a Sasquatch and lost your teeth in an escape? Were you yelling at grandkids and lost your teeth in frustration? By the way, it's both bottom and top.
Wow, that's hard to do.
And I it's not just teeth, it's the like the piece that fits in or whatever, however that works.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. But it's like it's a full, like both sets.
Yeah, those are expensive.
Those are very expensive.
You'd be leaving those laying on the ground.
Were you drunk as a skunk, mumbling and stumbling across the street, and your teeth fell out? I found someone's teeth in the street near this intersection.
And you picked them up? There's not enough gauze or anything in the world to pick those up.
Ugh. Message me to get your chompers back, but be prepared to answer the question of how you lost them.
That's fair enough.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Wow. That would be I don't know that I would pick them up. I mean, if someone doesn't care enough, they leave them laying there.
I don't think I would either.
Yeah.
No.
I'd be like, not helping you on that one. Buddy.
Nope.
Sorry.
Found in Los Filos.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what it is, but it looks valuable. Let me know if it's yours.
Oh, yeah. That is mine. I've been wondering.
Yeah, it's a butt plug. He doesn't know.
I'm not looking for that.
It's a butt plug.
He doesn't know.
He's literally holding in his hand a butt plug.
You know, it smells really funny.
Hey, neighbors. I live on Garfield Road, and on Monday night, somebody came in my front yard and stole one of my giant pots. FYI, that pot has my mother's ashes in it.
Oh, I hope that's true. That's hilarious.
She wasn't a nice person, hence keeping her in the garden. Whoever stole them, can you return her, please? And if not, I hope she haunts you.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's going to come back after you.
Can you imagine finding out that what you stole was someone's ashes?
And what are you stealing a big pot for in the first place? What are you going to put in it? Now you got mom's ashes in it.
I don't know. That doesn't seem ideal.
These pears taste really funny.
It's a weekend next door app update. Is anyone missing a German Shepherd pup and a black and white goat? It's a weird twofer. They showed up at our house this morning. They appear to be together on an adventure of some sort.
They're trying to write a new novel.
We live here off this road, and let us know if they're yours. Hmm. How weird is that?
Yeah, I haven't had a goat go missing in years.
Right?
Yeah,
especially with your dog.
Exactly. Yeah. They don't even like each other.
Schwinn Giant Cypress Bike.
Mm.
And it says for sale. Mm-hmm. Hardly ever used. Ex-husband was busy writing other things.
See, that's some good stuff. I like
Agreed.
That. That's well written.
This is from the pandemic. I'm quarantining, but I'm out of sugar for my coffee. Mm. If someone could please stop by with a third cup in a sandwich baggie and leave it on my doorstep, that'd be great. Make sure to write not cocaine on the bag.
Because that'll throw the cops off.
Right.
Oh, look, it says it's not cocaine. We don't need to
investigate. Let's not test it.
Hey, just drink it straight like you should. Black. You don't need your damn sugar.
And then finally, while my husband and I were leaving the house today, there was a dark blue or black Audi A4 driving by very slowly and stopped when we drove away. We circled the block a few times, and he kept driving by homes very slowly and stopping. We think we scared him off, but not sure. White male, long hair, and a baseball cap, and the vehicle had an Iron Maiden sticker.
Eddie!
Andy posted, "That would be me! Thanks for the report! Appreciate the fact that I like Iron Maiden and have long hair scared you to the point where you felt you had to report my car to the PD.
What were you doing, dude?
I was looking for a sale on Fairfax, just looking for an address, and got the wrong part, clearly. And by the way, my car is blue, not black." And then he shows a picture of himself by the Iron Maiden sticker.
Nice. That is awesome.
And that is Weekend Next Door App Updates. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned. There's such a thing as Super Viagra.
and days
of boners.
If you're going to go through a drive-through, you probably don't want to take it first.
Correct, yes. Days of Boners, also a great band name. Sluggo won one American dollar by guessing four of the top 10 countries that produce porn.
Come on now. I guessed them. Yeah, I didn't know. That's for
sure.
Right,
you had no idea.
No.
And in People Are Dumb, a guy in Australia that was pulled over by a random DUI check, handed his license over, and when he took it out of his wallet, a bag of cocaine was stuck to it.
Sir, what's this bag?
Nothing. Coke? Sugar?
Sugar! That's what he should have said. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
We have some Black Crowes tickets. Is that correct?
We do. Two tickets to see the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room for an intimate interview with Marcy and Matt Pinfield, followed by a live performance on Thursday, February 8th at 1 p.m. And we'll take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
So we invited people to call a little while ago.
We did for the Black Crowes. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Martha. I'm calling you for my ticket.
Oh, to the Black Crowes?
That's the one.
Martha, you got him.
You win!
Well done.
I am the winner!
You are the winner!
Yes, you are. You got two tickets to the Black Crowes at the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room, and that is next Thursday at 1 p.m.
I am so there.
What turned out to be the Beatles' last live performance happened on this day in rock in 1969 on the roof of the Apple Records building in London. Kiss played their first show ever, their first concert on this day in rock in 1973. It was at the Popcorn Club in Queens. They did wear makeup on stage, but it wasn't the look you know them for. Hard to believe it was already 8 years ago, but David Bowie's Black Star album, released 20 days after his death, hit number one on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 2016.